Okay, g'day. He's been busy and on the road, been all over the news the last couple of days. It's Minister Glenn Butcher, the state member for Gladstone. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you going, mate?
Good. Some big announcements over the last couple of days, cruising around with the Premier.
Yeah, so it was, we're in Bundaberg. It was actually a bit of a conflict for me because we had also had a fantastic announcement here in Gladstone with the Treasurer, $60 million for a coal loader out at... out of one of our big wharves, that is. So that's a huge investment for Gladstone. And that, they're actually making that ship loader here in Gladstone. So traditionally we get them from overseas, they'd ship them over and we'd put them together. But they're actually making this one in Gladstone. So we'll follow that up with some info for people about, you know, the jobs that are potentially available for that one and who's making it. So
yeah.
That was good news. But, yeah, and the big one that I went to as the water minister in Queensland, we went to Paradise Dam in Bundaberg. We're going to... $1.2 billion to fix that dam and bring it back to its original height. So we made that announcement. We put $600 million on the table to get the project started because obviously the people in that region and also, you know, a big part of that is our North Burnett and South Burnett region, which obviously a lot of people on your radio listen to. So that's certainly a big benefit for them with that wall being reinstated back to its original height. And those water contracts that we've got in place and leases for those people certainly stay with us. So, yeah, some really good news on that one. We've called on the feds to help fund it. They've continuously said that there's money on the table. Do we just need to tell them when we wanted money? We've told them now, so we're just seeing if they're going to come to the party and help out. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, big project. We've put up $600 million to get it going. It's a $1.2 billion project, so there will be jobs available for, you know, Gladstone people once that kicks off. It was a good news announcement. So now not only are we told we're going to raise it, we're also putting the money in to get it fixed. And the Premier said... if that's not come on board, we'll just build the whole thing ourselves for the $1.2
billion.
Okay. So that's great for that community.
My kid's back to school this week, but there's been an outbreak of COVID in a couple of schools.
Yeah, not only just here in Gladstone, Hamo, but right across central Queensland. I think there's about 180 kids in Mackay, and there's kids certainly in Rockhampton and here in Gladstone, you know. But we always said that that was the case. One of the things that is good to hear and see is that most of the kids that are getting it, very little symptoms, and just having a couple of days, 7 days off and then getting back into it. So it is getting around. So just, I guess, kids are mindful and parents that, you know, the vaccination hub here in Gladstone is still delivering those COVID shots. So if your kids haven't got them, and the numbers are pretty low for vaccinations for those kids aged between 5 and 17, if you want to get it, they're still available for the young ones, particularly the ones that are at school, and it is spreading around. So, but also the masks, the kids are still wearing masks in schools, which is good, and that will help certainly, as we know, slow the spread, but you will still see numbers of kids getting COVID.
Fully vaccinated in Queensland, over 90%, which is great news, and there was the relaxation of the laws of checking in and so forth. We don't have to do it in most places. But there's a bit of confusion about pubs and clubs and restaurants, coffee shops, that type of thing. Do we still need to check in?
Yeah, well, Tamo, there shouldn't be any confusion. We made it quite clear that the check-in apps still need to be used at the pubs, clubs, restaurants and cafes, those places that we've always said that they need to be in as part of the mandate. The main reason now to do that is to make sure that, you know, people... who are vaccinated are the ones going into those venues. So that's still in place. But as we know, this thing is now, you know, as we're getting to the next phase of this pandemic and the numbers, particularly the numbers of people presenting to hospital and in the ICUs, is certainly coming down, which has been quite pleasing to hear. So, you know, people can be, you know, rest assured that, you know, as soon as we possibly can, then those numbers and certainly the mandates that we have on our pubs, clubs and restaurants will be lifted as soon as we, you know, we possibly can when it's safe to do so.
All right. When do you think that will be?
It could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of months. We're just waiting to get through this part here, particularly with the kids back to school now and the numbers obviously with those rising. But the Chief Health Officer made it quite clear that, you know, as soon as possible, you know, we'll start to relax a lot of these mandates that are in place so people can get back to what we will then call normal.
Okay.
So hopefully, Hammo, and as I said, the more, you know, we're at 90%, and I think last week we were at 89.9% here in Gladstone, so I would envisage that people have been going to get their second vaccinations and also the boosters have been going really well. that we're over 90% here in Gladstone, which has been an absolutely fantastic effort by everyone. The more we can get going, the quicker we can get back to normal and get rid of these mandates.
Yeah, well, mate, it will really help the pubs, clubs and restaurants. As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, some places are down 80%, so really the sooner the better, but we've got to stay safe too at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, as I said, Hamo, 90% of people are vaccinated and can go to pubs, clubs and restaurants. So, you know, we're calling out on all people, you know, if you are vaccinated and you had your booster particularly, there's really nothing stopping you from going to your local pub or your club and cafe and just helping them out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people, 90% in Gladstone. You know, there's over 30,000 people in Gladstone can go to their local pub, club and cafe. So don't be afraid. Get out and about. Especially if you've had that booster, let's get out and support our local businesses. They are doing it pretty tough. And then we can get on with it.
All right, Butch, thank you, mate, for your time again. And we might be in touch again tomorrow. Whenever we get some breaking news, we want to hear from you straight away.
Yeah, no, and more than happy to. You know, it's always good to get out and talk to the people of Gladstone and Central Queensland. So heading up to Rocky and Yeppoon today. More manufacturing grants, more money on the table from the manufacturing hub. So great news for not only just Gladstone, but all of Central Queensland.
Mm-hmm. Leave it on a good note, which is great stuff. Butch, thank you very much for your time, mate. Take care.
Thanks, Hamo. Cheers, mate. See ya.
There's our state member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher. Minister Glenn Butcher on the road a fair bit, making some pretty big announcements, which is good news. It's 7:26. It's 4CC. Good morning.